Scientists widely agree the earthquake boom that besieged Oklahoma in recent years was triggered by enormous amounts of waste fluid, a toxic byproduct of oil production that disrupts faults after companies pumped it back underground. For over a year, researchers, regulators, and energy experts have been looking into alternative ways of dealing with this water. As State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports, the group released their key findings this week.
Oklahoma is a major oil and gas state. It's also a big water state. All that potentially profitable crude is trapped underground along with water from ancient oceans. Michael Dunkel led Oklahoma's Water Research Group, which Governor Mary Fallon created in 2015. He's also a vice president for a company called CH2M, where he helps energy companies manage what the industry calls produced water.
Produced water has come out of oil and gas wells for over 100 years.
This water is toxic to people, animals, and plants because it's
3 to 5 times as salty as seawater.
The economic and government-approved way to deal with it is for oil companies to pump it back underground into disposal wells. But as horizontal drilling and fracking helped bring an oil and gas boom to Oklahoma in 2009, the volume of this produced water skyrocketed, and earthquakes soon followed. Researchers say the key part in limiting earthquakes long-term is reducing the amount of produced water pumped underground. So far, state authorities have been doing that by putting limits on disposal wells. But the race is on to find alternatives that don't smother the oil activity that fuels Oklahoma's economy.
They want to find some kind of positive way to take this, what is currently a liability, and make it an asset.
That's Owen Mills. He's the director of water planning for Oklahoma's Water Resources Board, which organized and hosted the Water Research Group. The group of academics, state officials, and industry experts met 5 times since last spring and released its first set of findings this week.
The cheapest, easiest thing to do is to reuse the water right there within the industry.
Oklahoma oil companies produce a lot of water, but they also need a lot of it. Large volumes of water are used in hydraulic fracturing, which almost all new production relies on. The research group says currently the most cost-effective means of reducing disposal is for oil companies to take that water and clean it to a point that it can be reused for things like fracking.
That's the easy answer, easy solution.
The second alternative is expanding this reuse geographically, so wastewater from one area of the state can be reused in a different oil field. Mills says that's a little more complicated.
I mean, you can't do it by trucks, not practically. It's got to be done somehow with some kind of, permanent or semi-permanent infrastructure.
That means pipelines, probably shared by multiple oil companies. The third alternative, which one company is just now starting to try, is taking that produced water, filtering it, and spraying it into a fine mist that evaporates, leaving behind a solid waste that can be trucked away.
There's a lot to it, but it's fairly cheap, and you can do that anywhere. You can do that right there next to, the well sites.
The research group considered other alternative uses for oil-filled wastewater, removing the salt and cleaning it to a level where it can be used for crop irrigation or a power station, or treating it so it's safe enough to discharge into a stream or river. Mill says none of those options are practical anytime soon.
It's pretty clean, but it's incredibly expensive to do that, and it takes a lot of energy.
Nicole Saunders is an attorney with the Environmental Defense Fund, which has been critical of the oil industry and Oklahoma officials' slow acknowledgement of research linking it to earthquakes. The EDF supports the Oklahoma Research Group's top finding that the most practical alternative to disposal wells is on-site reuse.
Definitely, the oil and gas industry is up to the challenge of finding smart ways to reuse their wastewater within the oil field.
If the oil industry or officials do consider other alternatives, like reusing the water outside of the oil field, the Oklahoma Research Group says a lot more data and regulation is needed. Saunders says EDF agrees.
We don't want to inadvertently create a new risk while we're trying to solve another one.
The Water Research Group's report also identified several regulatory and legal roadblocks to some potential disposal well alternatives. Legislation to fix those gaps is advancing at the state capitol. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on the energy industry and the environment, visit KGOU.org and click the link for State Impact. This is KGOU, your NPR source.